one of the big projects for you coming up in 2021 has actually gotten underway in 2020. Tell us a little bit more about the excitement and the plans for Settlers Hill Golf Club out in Batavia.
Settlers Hill is a fantastic property on a landfill. It's been needing a little bit of work for a number of years. We finally have broken ground. Part of the plan is to give the entire golf course a refresh, including a couple of new holes, a little bit of a tweak in the routing, and everything else will get a fresh coat of paint, if you will. In addition, as part of the renovation strategy, we'll be moving the clubhouse to a new location, which will allow for returning nines. And we will now have a larger practice green and a full practice range as part of that. So there's a lot of good things in store for Settlers Hill. Not only that, but the early work is very, very promising. And we're exposing a lot of great vistas and some interesting features.
Greg, I know from speaking with you earlier that this is a project that had been talked about and discussed and was in the works for a long time. How great did it feel to finally get out there and start moving some dirt around this fall?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that had to come together. This is another one of those projects that have multiple regulatory agencies. You have the county, you have the Forest Preserve District of Kane County, you have waste management, you have management group, any number of things that needed to be coordinated, and we finally had a window to tackle this project, and it's underway. It's exciting. Everybody that's involved is seeing just the first phases of the progress, and they're excited.
Greg, based on the work you were able to accomplish this fall, and I know the plan is for the facility to be closed in all of 2021, do you feel like that you can get open in 22 with much of the golf season still in front of the golfer instead of, you know, finally opening up in late August or September of that year?
Yeah, we'll be open in the early mid part of 22. The nice thing about having a fall start like we did is we were able to get some of the bigger chunks of some of the detail done. And as long as we don't have a protracted wet spring, we should be in good shape to do that. We've got, as part of this project, we're building a four-hole junior course. That is complete. We're an entirely new irrigation system. We have the wet well in. Some of the pumping system is going to be installed early in the spring. That's already on order and ready to go. So we've got a number of the big chunks that have been addressed, and currently we're taking care of some of the clearing issues. So we should have a good head start heading into spring again, as long as we don't have a long, protracted, wet spring like we did this past year. If all goes well, we'll be seeding right on time in starting in early August and have a good grow in ready for an early summer opening.
Greg, I know you're not designing the clubhouse, but people talk a little bit about the, shall we say, the landmark barn-styled clubhouse that they have now. Anything you can tell us about the new one and exactly where it sits? I understand more strategically located, but between the golf course and what you're designing out there is the brand new driving range practice facility.
Yeah, it's going to have, as I said, we're going to have practice facilities that they don't currently have. It's going to have returning nines that they don't currently have. What that new clubhouse looks like is to be determined, but it will be more centrally located. The existing facility will operate currently until they're ready to open the new clubhouse. But the future plans, I think, include using that more as a banquet facility and maybe as a junior golf learning center. So there's some things that they have on the books that will help expand the recreational opportunities that exist at Settlers Hill.
Greg, tell us a little bit more about the new routing that you've laid out. The first hole is the current one anyway, will not be the first hole anymore, and the numbers are going to move around hole by hole, and so I believe you might be removing one hole and adding a new one and adding some new strategic tees on the back nine on one of the par fives that will give the golfers a great view of the surrounding areas.
There's a couple holes that are going to be eliminated, a couple of the par threes. As part of the new routing, we'll be relocating those par threes to a little bit more, make the walking experience and the circulation system a little bit more conducive for pace of play and golfers' enjoyment, as well as creating a little bit more of an easier starting hole, a little bit more straight away. The existing first hole will become the 18th hole, and that hole now become a little bit of an interesting downhill, maybe a reachable short par 4 finishing hole. So it's going to have quite the dramatic finish and a little bit more of a standard strong par 4 starting hole.
It all sounds very interesting, and I know more often than not, some of the questions that golfers have when they see a renovation is they ask about, are trees coming out, and are you going to add yardage to the golf course? Some courses that haven't been very long in the past, I know that people that are spending a lot of money on new drivers and things like that always like to have the opportunity to hit the big clubs a little more often.
Yeah, we're adding a little bit of length. Settlers Hill, surprisingly, is a has some good strong holes, but length wasn't the first thing we were looking at. I think we were looking more about playability and creating some interest in expanding some of the green surface, as well as providing drainage to better accommodate some of the water movement that's out there and create better conditions and so forth. What is interesting is there's going to be far more fairway surface, and there's going to be a lot more tee surface for varied capabilities in play. Regarding the tree clearing, yes, we are moving removing some trees. I think one of the more famous or renowned holes in all of Kane County is the current 11th hole, which is a long, skinny par 5 that plays through the trees and then up over a creek to an elevated green. We are going to be removing some of those trees and expanding the fairways there and providing a little bit more of ample landing zones on both those shots. And we are moving some holes around into some existing treed areas. So it will be noticeable. The views are going to be far, far more favorable to the golfer. In so doing, exposing some of those great trees that exist on the golf course right now.
What about the sand? I know that when you did Arrowhead in Wheaton and, of course, the preserve at Oak Meadows, you were able to bring in the white Triangle sand. Will that be the case or some form of it here with this project?
Yeah, we are going to be doing the Better Billy Bunker, so the conditions of the bunkers will be far superior to what they are now. Not only that, but because this facility is so exposed to the conditions, wind and rain, it's going to help quite a bit. We will not be using the tour-grade sand, but we will be using a very, very high-quality local sand. So the bunkers are going to be in a far better position and far better quality.
Greg, anything else that you'd like to share about the project and parts of it that you think golfers will appreciate when they can go out there and finally tee it up in 2022?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the first tee that exists right now, you stand up there and it's quite elevated and very fun. That will become the 18th tee, as I said. But what surprised me more than anything about some of this, and it continues to surprise me because this property is so interesting and varied and unique, is standing on the future first hole tee and how vast this property is and the scale of the entire surrounds and what a great view that's going to be. So from the first tee on, it's going to be a fantastic experience and a great tribute to this unique property.
Well, Greg, while you're working away next summer at Settlers Hill, is there any other projects or project news for you and your firm moving forward into next year that you can share?
Yeah, we're starting to work on projects for both the Naperville public golf courses, Springbrook and Naperbrook. A few years back, we improved the practice range at Springbrook, and this year we're going to be installing some of the skeletal, the main framework for the drainage system that will help drive the improvements that are going to go there in the following year in 22. So we'll be doing some work out at Springbrook in the next couple of years. And in Naperbrook, we're going to be improving that practice area this year also.